You prepare me, God. Each and every day you prepare me. You teach me about who I am, which then shows me a glimpse, just a glimpse of who you are. And so often it leaves me agape at the wideness of your mercy, the depth of your love, the patience you have for me, and your sick, sick sense of humor when it comes to timing and humanity and humility. And all of this is because you love me. Not because I'm a pastor or a deacon or a chaplain, but because I am your beloved. And, oh, it's always the and that gets me, and you prepare me to lead people from amongst them, alongside them. Sometimes you have me out in front, taking steps that I can't quite predict or chart. Often I am trailing behind, only seeing your spirit at work in my rearview mirror. Oh, there you were. So prepare me today, God, to lead my people into this thin place, to point toward you, to marvel at your mysteries, to cry in my own grief and in the griefs of my people, and to relax into your joy. This call you prepare me for is always moving, so help my heart and feet to match up even a little. Prepare my loves today, my family and my friends, for your love today. Encounter them in new ways and send us toward each other with words of forgiveness and love and joy. I pray for my colleagues, those in deep grief, those in transition, those who are plodding along, those who are having a ball. Prepare them a little bit more for a life of your love. Oh, how I love you. Amen. Oh, beloved, yes, you. God has not abandoned you or forsaken you. God is faithful to you. Try to remember today that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.